It's MKFM, delighted to be joined by Luke Gibson, the founder of Trax. Luke, how are you?
Thanks, Michael.
Great to talk to you. Trax, recipient of the MK Tech Fund, which we'll come on to in just a moment. First, though, perhaps you can tell us, what is Trax, first of all?
So Trax is a software solution designed to help local businesses boost their reviews and increase their customer loyalty.
Okay, so tell us some of the story behind it then. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I primarily started my career as a graphic designer, and I've worked at customer experience businesses for most of my career. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I sort of learned about how customer feedback surveys work and what the current industry best practices are. Yeah. And that type of thing. I think during my career, I thought there's some holes here and the prices are too high for local businesses. And I just saw a lot of room for improvement. So I would go off and build my own venture that sort of was a competitor to the businesses that I'd been working at.
So it helps to drive positive reviews. Talk us through how it works from both the business side and also from potentially a customer side as well.
So on the customer end, what we're looking for is touch points throughout their experience with the business. So for example, if it is a burger restaurant, on the packaging, we could have a QR code, or mm-hmm. when they leave, for example, on the door, these different touch points throughout the store, as well as emails as well, just essentially mm-hmm. to contact that customer and get them to leave some feedback and help how their experience was. For the business side, obviously, you're getting that feedback. If I'm an unhappy customer, then Trax as a solution will take that feedback and can ask me for my email address and help the business reach out to me to resolve those issues. If I'm a happy customer, then Trax will take my feedback and it will provide me with a review using AI based on that feedback that I can then go and share on Google for that business or on Facebook for that business, and essentially share that positive feedback elsewhere. So it's really about helping a business control the narrative of, you know, what's going out there into the public in terms of boosting positive reviews. But also, if there is any issues with the experience or customers had a bad experience, helping turn that around for that customer.
Amazing. Because feedback is essential for businesses, isn't it? Quite often, people won't give feedback unless you ask for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And just having the solution in place, what we find is it really helps businesses reduce the number of negative reviews that they might be getting as well. Because you're essentially providing the customers with an outlet and ability yeah. to communicate in that fashion. So really businesses that aren't doing it are leaving themselves open to negative reviews. And it's not necessarily because these businesses are providing bad experiences. It's just that everyone has a unique experience.
Sure.
So really it's about, yeah, providing that outlet, helping these businesses increase their positive reviews, but also helping them provide a better experience as well, because that in the long run is going to help them improve their profits and drive more revenue.
Amazing. So talk us through your journey so far then. How long have you been working on this? Where are you up to?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started building the business way back in sort of 2017. I had no idea how to code or do any development work at that time. I just had this idea of how I wanted it to work. I went to a couple of investors, and they just sort of ghosted me. So I thought, do you know what? I'll just learn how to code and build it myself. So
if you want a job done properly, do it yourself.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? I don't need your money. I'll just figure it out myself. So I went and did a course for 2 years on coding and started wow. actually building the product myself in sort of 2019. 2020, I had the initial sort of MVP built. And we took it to market and I managed to get one customer. And then I think because of the pandemic, I got kind of lucky almost. I know it's terrible to say, but because of the pandemic brought out Track and Trace. And I had realistically what I'd built was a solution that could collect data. So I sort of hard pivoted towards Track and Trace, and that helped us secure the first round of funding.
Interesting.
And then it's just sort of grown from there, really.
So how many customers have you got now, or how widely used is Trax at the moment?
So we've got about 560 customers on the platform at the moment, and we're generating about 150,000 reviews per year.
Cool.
So we're growing at a relatively consistent rate, but what we really want to do now is start expanding into the long tail of the market. So sort of more local businesses signing up, creating their own feedback surveys themselves, and getting value really without us having to be involved.
Yeah, amazing. So of course, we mentioned at the start, you're a recipient of the MK Tech Fund. Huge congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
What will the fund mean for your business, or what will you use that fund for?
So we're using it for ads. We're using it to essentially start showing up against some of the other players in the Google searches. And we're using it essentially off the back of that to help refine our own customer journey and essentially sort of learn about how we can boost the return on our investment for these ads and mm-hmm. essentially drive more customers to us, because we really try and practice what we preach. So we're using it to drive visitors to our website. We're using it to increase the number of customers that essentially that we can get, the number of local businesses that sign up to Tracks is really the key thing that we're looking to do. We're particularly interested in hospitality, so restaurants, coffee shops, hotels. That's where we can see the platform is currently providing the most value.
Right.
So a lot of the ads that this fund is used for is going to be targeted at those types of businesses, so restaurants and hotels.
So if there's anyone listening now who has one of those businesses, I know there's quite a few coffee shops across MK that tend to have MKFM on. If they're interested in getting more reviews and increasing their customer loyalty, how do they get started with Tracks? How do they reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to tracks.com, and that's TRACX.com. So it's kind of like tracking customer experience, tracks.com. And from there, you can literally put your email address in, and you would have already created an account. Once you've got an account, you can just search the name of your coffee shop. It will almost certainly already be on there if you're connected with Google. So if it's all, everything for you, it will create your customer experience survey for you. And then off the back of that, it will also send people to your Google account as well. So it's super, super easy for people to sign up. And then the other thing you can do is reach out to me directly. Luke Gibson, LinkedIn. I'm more than happy to sort of speak to any potential prospects and customers as well, because we learn a lot from talking to our potential customers and what it is that they're looking for and some challenges that they might face in getting reviews. So, yeah, those are the two things that you can do.
Amazing. Well, do give it a go if you are interested in boosting your customer loyalty. And congratulations with it, Luke. I mean, it shows your commitment that you did a course in coding just to be able to build this yourself. Are you still coding it all yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Blimey.
Yeah.
So, as well as running the business. Yeah.
As well as running the business. Yeah, I wear a lot of hats.
Yeah.
I do wear a lot of hats. But we just started our third round of funding now. And part of the goal with that is to take me away from doing a lot of the groundwork and start heading things up. So we are looking for investors at the moment as well for the next round.
Amazing. Well, we wish you all the best of luck with it. And thank you so much for your time in filling us in all on Tracks. Luke, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you, Michael. Really appreciate it.